In an Australian first, a Victorian coroner will today begin considering whether systemic racism played a part in the death of an Aboriginal woman who died in custody in 2017. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
How Tanya Day went from sleeping on a train to being arrested, then sustaining head injuries while in a police holding cell, and later dying in hospital, are some of the questions at the centre of this case.
She lost her life. She didn't need to lose her life. She shouldn't have lost her life. And I think there are too many Aboriginal people whose lives have been cut short by this sort of behaviour.
Hannah McGlade is a human rights lawyer and Noongar woman who has dedicated her career to the issue of racial discrimination. She acknowledges that a Victorian coroner's decision to consider from the outset whether systemic racism played a part in the death of the 55-year-old is significant, but she's cautious about assuming it'll lead to change.
I'm not terribly optimistic nor negative. I'm waiting with some anticipation as to see what will happen here.
Tanya Day had been drinking when she fell asleep on a train heading to Melbourne in December 2017. Arrested for public drunkenness, the Yorta Yorta woman was taken to a police holding cell in Castlemaine in central Victoria. While she was there, she fell and hit her head. She died in hospital 17 days later. Her daughter, April Watson, hopes the inquest will reveal what happened to her mother.
We want the truth as to what the police did or didn't do while she was in their care.
Ruth Barson from the Human Rights Law Centre is representing Tanya Day's family at the inquest.
We know that at the time that Tanya died, Aboriginal women were close to 11 times more likely to be targeted by police for being drunk in public than non-Aboriginal women.
If the coroner finds systemic racism was a factor in Tanya Day's death, Ruth Barson says it'll force police and other organisations to change their behaviour.
This case really highlights that racism is fatal, and it's made more so by the fact that it is invisible to those of us who don't experience it.
The case has already sparked change. Late last week, the Victorian government announced it'll abolish the offence of public drunkenness close to 30 years after it was recommended by the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody. Queensland is now the only state in Australia where the offence remains. In a statement, a spokesperson for Victoria Police says a number of its employees will provide evidence at the inquest. Tanya Day's daughter, April Watson, has no doubt racial discrimination was a factor in her mum's death.
Having that acknowledged is going to help us get to the truth of what happened, and it also sets a precedent for other Aboriginal families.
Tanya Day's daughter, April Watson, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.